after opening its doors earlier this year, a Stambergies restaurant is already making a name for itself. At the national level, CIDI had the chance to speak with Jean-Martin Fortier, one of the co-owners of Espace Old Mill, about how far Espace Old Mill has come in a short period of time since opening its doors and what Espace Old Mill is all about.
Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for always tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, right here on CIDI 99.1 FM.
Jean-Martin, we're here today to chat a little bit about Espace Old Mill and a big announcement for the historical restaurant. I don't want to spoil it for you, so I'll let you inform our listeners about this big announcement, which regards a special nomination, of course, for Espace Old Mill.
Well, super, and thank you for taking the time. I remember that you were here early this summer. We were really in the middle of starting the restaurant. Now we opened in March. So this is a brand new adventure here. We're in Stambergies, and the Old Mill was nominated top 10 new restaurant in Canada by En Route magazine, Air Canada. It's like, I guess, the premier review, critic reviews of restaurants in Canada. And so we were just nominated top 10, and we went to Toronto last week, and we finished 9th. So there was, you know, restaurants from Toronto, restaurants from Montreal, Victoria. There was one restaurant from Winnipeg, and there was Stambergies.
That's great news for our little community, putting the Eastern Townships on the map, right? Now, you know, food critic Amy Rosen, who's the one who wrote the piece about Espace Old Mill, did you know that she was making her way here and that she was here and she was planning on doing this? Or was this really a surprise?
They come blindly. We don't know when they come, and we don't know who they are. And then we didn't know her personally also. Now we know who she is. But she did all the, you know, the list goes down to 30. And I think she does the 30 restaurants, which is probably a lot of food, a lot of work, a lot of wine. But then she cracks down the list to 10, and then she goes and visits, you know, and eats at all of these restaurants. And so for us, it's a really, really nice reward. We worked so hard. The whole team, from the kitchen to the floor people to just like also me and my business partner, like we took a lot of risk to open a restaurant here. And so we went there and, you know, I don't want to say we got drunk, but we were kind of drunk by the whole thing. It was really, I don't know how to describe it, but it was such a mix of relief, of happiness, of, boy, man, this is a lot of work, and you know, believing in our project. And yeah, I want to thank everyone that's listening. If they've come to the restaurant and they've supported us from the start, we really appreciate their business.
Now, what I'm curious to know, I tried getting in touch with En Route and Air Canada to speak with Amy to get a better sense as to, you know, why she put your name on the top 10 list. But I haven't heard back from them. So I'm curious to know what attracted her attention about Espace Old Mill for you to find yourself on that list. The last time I was here, like you mentioned, you weren't even open yet. So I don't even know what's been going on here. So do you know why you received this recognition? Do they explain this to you? Do you have any sense as to, you know, why this was awarded to you?
The review is actually online. If you go to the En Route website, you'll see the review for the Old Mill. But what we read and what we know is that, first of all, this is a farm-to-table. And it's a real authentic farm-to-table where most of the produce, with vegetable-wise, come from the gardens. And the gardens are like 10 meters away from the restaurant. It's the backyard. And it's a pretty big year-round market garden. So we supply the restaurant, you know, every month throughout the year with what we grow. And we grow in the winter in our winter greenhouse. So it's really novel in that way. And everything that we serve at the Old Mill is 100% locally sourced. That's the parameters that we have. There's a few exceptions. There's salt that comes from the St. Lawrence. There's a few bottles of wines that are from France. But, you know, we only use local products from Bon-Missisquoi. And I think that's also novel because not that many restaurants go that far. And I think that this parameter, this constraint that we've put on the restaurant is what gives it all its creative virtues, if I can say it like that.
And, you know, like you mentioned, you just opened up the doors in March. So for people who, you know, who haven't been here or who might want to learn a little bit more about Espacio Mil, now that we're talking about it, perhaps you'd like to highlight a little bit about what you offer. I know you're talking about farm to table style, but I know there's lots here at this space that you offer. So perhaps you'd like to highlight Espacio Mil for our community.
Sure. Well, the restaurant is open from Thursday night to Sunday. And then once you're here, you know, obviously there's a great menu, and there's also Saturday. Saturday nights are very special here. It's the farm to table. It's a 7-course meal. You know, people will come in for two to three hours, and then there's a wine pairing option. It's more, that's when we do more of a gastronomy. It's like, it's more refined, and we take more time with everyone that comes on the Saturday. I tour the farm with everyone. I go around and I explain how we do things. We visit the greenhouses, and then they come from the meal. This summer we had picnics here, because this is I don't know if people in the community, they probably know about San Brigitte. This is one of the nicest village that we have, and the old mill is a really beautiful sight. So we have picnics available during the weekends. And we also have a Friday night kiosk farm stand for the community here in Stanbridge East. The Cecil House, which is the original name of the old mill. There's 5 beautiful rooms that are there. So it's a complete offer. There's, you know, produce from what we grow. Also, we have a pantry here where we sell a farm kitchen where we sell a lot of our produce. So, you know, visitors that come here, they can have a real farmish experience. And, you know, we pride ourselves in being very open, humble. You know, we care a lot about what we do. We care about agroecology, fine food. We respect people that are from this community. And all of this blends into just being who we are. And so far, people like us.
And one of my questions for you, Jean-Martin, you know, now that you have received this award, what's next for this Espacio Mil? How will you continue to live up to your reputation as one of Canada's top 10 best new restaurants?
That's a great question. Now we just need to commit to making sure that we're up to the standings. And that's it's harder, I think, to stay on top than to get on top. And what we want is to refine what we do, get better at what we do. But we just want to make sure that everyone that comes here have a good experience. You know, we're not super pricey, but we're not cheap. We're fully aware that when people come here, they're spending their money. And we want to make sure that when people come here, they spend their money, they get the value for it, they get a nice experience, and they get back home and they're happy. They're happy with how their night was. So that's really what we want to do here. That's our only goal.
Well, my last question for you was, is there anything up and coming that people can look forward to with Espacio Mil, or anything else that you would like to make people aware of that you think would be important for them to know?
The only thing I would say is that, you know, we're really proud to be here in Stanbridge East in the Eastern Townships. We only work with local artisans, farmers, and we're really supportive of the community. And we really appreciate when people come and eat at our place. So we're inviting everyone, and it's always a good option to reserve, because sometimes, especially now, this is a pretty big reward, and you know, we've really already have a lot of people that are visiting the sites, booking tables, booking nights. So my advice is, if you want to come, make sure that you perhaps check to reserve a spot ahead of time.
So since you've received this award, you've already noticed an uptick in interest in your restaurant.
Quite a lot. Yeah, we've had almost 200 reservations in 2 days. Like I say, en route is a big, it's like, I don't want to say it's like the Michelin, but in Canada, it's the top, you know, it's the top food critic. So, so it attracts a lot of attention.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Jean-Martin. I just wanted to let our community know about this space. Feel free to mention anything else before we sign off.
You guys can visit the website, espaceoldmil.com. And I hope everyone's well. And let's enjoy a winter that's coming.
Townships Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.